In February this year, Norfolk Wildlife Trust launched an appeal to raise £600,000 to purchase a 90-acre site in Norwich called Sweetbriar Marshes. Found adjacent to the River Wensum and very close to the city centre, NWT has the bold ambition of creating a brand new urban nature reserve. Aviva, long-term supporters of NWT, very generously pledged up to £300,000 in matched funding, helping make this the quickest appeal success in NWT history. This June, just 4 months after the appeal began, NWT hit its £600,000 target, taking it a step closer to its vision of a city centre oasis for wildlife and people. Sweetbriar Marshes is a relic of the unimproved wet meadows that once ran the entire length of the River Wensum, and is one of Norfolk's best remaining examples of this type of river valley wetland habitat. Nearly all similar waterlogged meadows that were once widely occurring along the Wensum Valley have been progressively altered by drainage for agriculture. For this reason, the government body Natural England have designated a portion of Sweetbriar Marshes as a site of special scientific interest, citing that, and I quote, "consisting of a series of unimproved wet meadows, it is particularly unusual for a site of this quality and size to remain within an urban area and still be subject to regular, controlled winter flooding," end quote. This, of course, provides the moist ground a wet meadow needs. The location is a mosaic of wetland habitats that includes damp grassland, tall herb fen, grazing marsh, veteran hedgerows and young car woodland. NWT will be carrying out a full biological site survey to fully understand the wildlife present and to help inform any future plans, although the diverse grassland is already known to hold declining wetland plants, such as the cuckoo flower, ragged robin, yellow rattle, and southern marsh orchid. In the marshy area of the valley floor, bog bean and marsh cinquefoil can be found. These are more inclined to northern bogs and quite unusual for East Anglia. In the soggy parts of the meadows, bright yellow displays of flag iris and marsh marigold can be seen, bordered by the beautiful purple of early marsh orchids. A number of ditches and pools occur across the site, and despite many being overgrown, there is a large population of frogs, toads and smooth newts. Butterflies abound in summer, finding the nectar-rich wildflowers to their liking. Their cousins, moths, are an essential part of the ecosystem, providing a large percentage of the food for birds and bats. The meadows are home to numerous varieties, including the increasingly rare garden tiger moth, with many of the moth species present being totally reliant on these sadly disappearing habitats. The River Wensum, the largest chalk-fed river in Norfolk, is of international importance. Chalk streams are rare and valuable. Amazingly, only 200 exist worldwide, with England holding 85% of them. In high summer, the stunning banded demoiselle, a damselfly of clean, clear rivers, can be found patrolling their bankside territories. Reed buntings breed, with the male's handsome black and white hooded head being unmistakable in spring plumage. The tiny willow warblers sing through the summer, and swallows swoop and glide over the meadows, feeding on the teeming multitude of insects that rise up from the luxuriant vegetation. They are often joined by the city's swifts, who are sickle-winged masters of the air. It is not uncommon for kingfishers to grace this part of the Wensum. but often all that is seen of this shy bird is an iridescent streak of blue flashing low and fast over the water. Snipe are here during the winter, and it seems odd to know that these birds of wide open spaces are probing their long bills about in the mud so close to the city centre. There is always the possibility of a pair staying to breed. There is still a long way to go before NWT and its partners can transform the sweet briar marshes into a flagship urban nature reserve, but we are celebrating the first step on the journey.